when we were filming Operandi. And then there was the kampung set. I don't even know if it was somebody singing, but we both heard it. Me and this crew member. Oh, do you hear? Then he, enggak, enggak. He said, no, didn't. He was like, just buat bodoh lah. Hi, my name is Cassandra.
My name is Raihan.
My name is Wayne.
My name is Kyle.
And this is Tales from Incredible Tales. Together with some very special guests, we're taking a look back at Incredible Tales, a horror anthology that aired on Channel 5 from 2004 to 2017. We will also be asking our guests to share their very own scary stories.
Our guest for this episode is Cassandra Spikerman.
Cassandra Spikerman is an actress, host, and singer. She recently starred in the historical crime drama Operandi Gerhana and co-judged the second season of singing competition Berani Nyanyi. Cassandra also performs with the band Supersonic at Timber. Welcome, Cassandra.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Oh, that singing voice coming out now. Yeah. Yes.
she starts singing.
Yeah. She might.
Must yeah. Salit a bit lah. You know,
you're going to have to start putting in lyrics to the Incredible Tales theme song. Then you just start singing along.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. I actually really like the theme song. You know, yeah. It reminds me of Rick and Morty, the opening. It's like some kind of alien vibes. Like, what's happening here?
Oh, yeah.
View it this way. I always felt it was creepy, but now that you say it, thanks.
Yeah,
thanks. Now it's Rick and Morty to me.
It's like got, well, okay, I think it's the whole like weird things happening kind of thing because you've got like an X-Files kind of feel to it.
Okay. Yeah. About to say.
Right? Yeah.
About to say.
Yeah, so anyway, in every different episodes of Tales from Incredible Tales, we'll explore a different theme and how it ties to some classic Incredible Tales episodes.
Now, for this episode, we're looking at the supernatural taking to the stage, haunting dance clubs or appearing to us as singers. This episode's theme was inspired by House of Ashes from season 1 and The Singer from season 2. In House of Ashes, a young man gets a job as a dancer in a club. As he stands on the stage, he realizes that he's being watched by an audience who aren't from this world. The Singer is a story from Indonesia. Two cousins go on an off-road trip and get lost. Then one of them ventures into the woods and comes upon a group of villagers performing a sacred ritual. Her appearance disturbs the sacred ritual and the consequence may cost her her life.
What? Oh. Yeah.
I always try to watch Ryan's reaction when we're doing this.
Why?
Because like, so he's right in front of me so I can kind of see his reaction while I'm watching that as well. Mm-mm. I love how this time around you're just going, mm-mm. Just shaking it. Mm-mm. No.
Yeah, I wish I have stories to tell about that.
Oh, okay.
But Cassandra, do you remember watching all these episodes?
A little, yes. I do remember the one with the dancing, both lah, the one with for the dead people, and then the sort of Balinese dance, kecak.
But I think I want to bring up to the point that you know because she left halfway.
Yeah.
Right during the. The ceremony.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because the spirit is trying to like kind of come in and leave, like, you know, when you play that
board. Yes.
But when you start to leave halfway, you're not paying respect.
To the spirit. Yeah.
Maybe that's why the villagers are
trying to stop her.
So maybe when you stayed the whole entire time.
And there was no like interference, lah. So it
was just sat there. Yeah.
There was who knows, it's like some kind of channel. That they flow through and in and out. And if you're like going to leave halfway, they just be like, hey, excuse me, my red carpet. Don't mess with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So you might be upset or anything. When you go in there, you got to go in there with an open mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you're going to be fearful or so, I think you have to just like, I don't know, convince yourself or something that, you know, this is just a part of another life. A part of another culture that sense. And I think like this is just based on my assumptions and my understanding that sometimes kuda kepang, right? Mm. It's done at Malay weddings.
Oh.
And I think a lot of situations have happened where during the kuda kepang performances, something must have happened.
Oh, yes.
So I think that's why parents will be like, no, don't watch them. Don't watch them dancing. Yeah.
To save trouble. Yes.
To save trouble. Yeah.
So you prevent it.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, but like, it's quite strange to think, right? Like, your parents will never tell you, don't watch. They will never tell you why on. Just to protect. The more you protect, But to me, it's like, the more you protect, person gonna go and dig, and then the worst thing's gonna happen, no?
Yeah, they're going that's true.
Yeah.
Like, I've never really watched any more Kore Kepang after that. I'm trying to play it safe.
So it's still quite common to see in Singapore?
It is. Oh. I think if you have like a heritage thing going on, then there will be. But I think the intensity here is not as similar as compared to Bali. So in The Singer, we see that music was used in a village in Indonesia to soothe a sorrowful spirit. So why do you think music is tied closely to supernatural?
I think relatively, maybe. I don't know. This is just, again, I'm just speaking from the top of my head and what I imagine is true. Most people are buried, right? And the vibrations from whatever, like sounds, gongs and everything, that's how, you know, because we're all, how do I put this? We're all like, I don't know if it makes sense, but we're all atoms, right? And we vibrate. So when music happens, like gongs and even like, for example, prayers, right? Doa, even in the church, even in temples, you know, both Hindu and Buddhist temples, there's always sound because of, I believe so, is because of the vibrations that causes the spirits to be calm. Even sound baths, when you go for yoga or anything, like when you're Zen, you know, you actually can feel the vibration. This is based on experience. When I'm lying down on the mat and I go for a sound bath, I can actually feel the vibrations in my body. But like, I don't know, for spirits, it could be the same because they're in the air or in this smoke thing, in my water. Who knows where they are, right?
Apparently, there's one behind me.
It's very, very, she's very familiar, leh.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember her?
I think so, leh.
Your friend, you know.
Oh, be leh, my twin.
Put a thumbnail here, poop.
Yeah, I think so. I think even with not just gongs or whatever, I think like music in general, music holds a lot of meaning, right? Yeah. So when, let's say for example, like a person passes on and then you listen to a song, it reminds you of them. My grandpa and I, we have a really weird relationship. My mom's dad, we were kind of close, I would say, because he was living with us for a while before he passed on. And when we were children, like me and my cousins, we would always hear him play the BBC radio and that would be music, like old music. And stuff like that, playing from this little box radio because he can't see. It connects me to him lah, in a sense, okay? So there was once I went to, just for fun, years ago, I went to see a tarot lady, okay, with my friend. And then, I don't know, just it was quiet. Like when I walked in the house and everything, it was really quiet. There was no music per se. And then I suddenly heard the BBC radio, like this lady speaking. And I was like, I didn't pay no mind to it because I was just like, okay lah, maybe, you know, like she suddenly on the radio from some remote or what, you know, these days, digi, right? And then this old music started to play and I was just looking at my friend like, she's not reacting to this. So I was just like, okay lah, maybe it's normal. Maybe it's a normal thing. So after we left and everything, and then I was like, do you hear not the radio playing in the house? What radio? What music? Nah, like you don't bluff me, sir. Like you don't bluff me. Like you sure you didn't hear? Nah, she's like, no, I didn't hear any music. And usually when I go to this place, there is no music playing. I see you gotta be shitting me. Sorry, mind my French. You have to be kidding me, nah. Because I heard it loud and clear. It was really like resonate, no, like.
Wow.
You can hear the
in the room.
In the house lah. Because I do remember thinking about my grandpa when I was there. So it was really strange for me to suddenly hear, you know, this, it's very distinct, right? This radio station. Yeah, and then after that I was just like, I need to drink something sweet or something to shake this off because this kind of supernatural stuff rarely happens to me. Rarely. I mean, like, it's really once in a blue moon. And for me, particularly when that happened, I was just like, oh my gosh, like, You know, like when people pass on, they will visit you, right? But my grandpa never visited me ever. Like, this was years after his death already. I was about 20 plus. So maybe like, I think 6-7 years already. Nice lah, to have this kind of memory with him. I mean, I again, till today, I don't know whether it's really him lah. Maybe it could be my imagination also, what, right? Like, oh, suddenly I...
Imagine BBC.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird thing to imagine. And 7 years after he passed.
Yeah. But it happens in the most random one. Yeah. Like, I remember like many years. My grandpa passed when I was very young, like maybe K1, K2. Mm. Then I think when I was a teenager, I was still staying in the same house that where he also used to stay with us. Then one night, right, I just go toilet only. I smell the same herbal soup that he, because he had like diabetes. So he would boil like Chinese herbs to heal. Like. I smell the exact same. I was like, nobody cooking right now. I just look at the store. I was like, nobody cooking. Yeah. Where the smell? Then I still didn't realize that it was a supernatural thing. So I went to open the window. I smell outside.
What?
Not from outside, leh. Not my neighbor, leh. Mm. Then it's like maybe 12. Then I go and see. Okay, lah. I get it. Then I just walk away. I mean, I put the incense. I say, I get it. I know you're here. Then go back to sleep.
But the fact that you open the window at 12 and you're like, what's outside?
I thought it was coming from my neighbor. Maybe my neighbor make herbal soup or what.
At 12?
You try to be rational.
Yes.
Then it's like, whatever, you know, like, this is what it is.
What's the most creepiest place that you've ever been to where they tell you, don't go here, don't go there, don't do anything or something like that?
Perform.
I think, wow. Can I say?
Can say. Can say.
I think it was the substation.
Oh.
The old one behind SMU.
Yeah.
Where that huge tree was.
Oh.
And they never cut it down.
Yeah. Cannot cut on.
And come on now, the stage is right next to the damn tree, okay? then if we want to rest or we sit near the...
tree.
Gosh, just make sure you don't look up, I guess.
I guess so, but I always look up. And not under the tree, of course, from far. If I under the tree a bit, wow, it's so daring. But I do remember that a lot of people have spoken about that specific tree, but they didn't really say what it was in there. It's all in like whispers, you know. Mm, I don't really hear what's happening. But the substation gives off a vibe in the place I used to play at. There, it's just a weird vibe. I tell you, every time I perform there, right, I would confirm need to use the toilet one.
Yeah.
Confirm need to do a number two. That is not a normal number two, okay? It's rubber one. I keep like,
it's a long one.
It's a long one, painful. Painful and uncomfortable. And like, it's only when I'm there.
In the toilet, right?
Only when I'm there, yeah.
Wow.
It's so strange. Like, I keep telling my cousin. Mm. I said, I don't know why when I'm here, I just need to use the toilet all the time. I mean, we made it into a joke, of course, right? Like, I was just thinking, why do I always have to go to the bathroom here?
Near the floor.
Yes, it's near...
At the end.
Yes, you have to go up a bit, then it's...
I know. I've been there. It gave me the creeps also.
It's a bit strange.
I saw the tree. I was like, this tree damn big.
You would think like maybe for landscape reasons, sustainability reasons.
No lah, cannot cut down the tree.
I doubt it.
Other people angry.
Yeah.
I will say, however, that this is the first time ever somebody has made a connection between the supernatural and going number two.
Actually, you are the most vulnerable when you go to any number in a toilet in a cubicle.
It's very weird that you pointed specifically.
I'm just telling you. Like you're very vulnerable.
When you're
right?
in the bathroom, yes.
Yeah. But I always imagine the scenario. Like you're going at it and then the ghost jump out. Then he's like, now what? Now what? What? You want to see me do my business or what?
Yeah.
I think the ghost will give you chance lah. Wait until you come out of the toilet. You're done, wash your hand. If you watch horror movies, right?
Yes.
It will never be like, or maybe you wiping halfway, or it's an awkward position. Then the ghost, because it's weird, it will become funny.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that ghost got some sense. They're like, okay, I wait for him to finish. Wash the hand that time, then when he come out for the scene, that boo.
I always think that ghosts, they study psychology. They know when to scare us, what to wear. I mean, this. Like, I'm going to wear like this, guys, because everybody's going to be afraid of it.
Right. Right.
But Cassandra, as a performer, why do you think like anything that has to do with horror, horror films, horror music are so popular?
Okay, unpopular opinion, I am not a fan of horror. Yeah, because it really depends on the story. For me personally, you can't just do horror for the sake of doing horror. There has to be some kind of meaning to it, lah. You know, like what happened to the ghost? What happened? Like why? You know, for example, lah, Shutter was amazing because there was something, you know, that we didn't know happened to this girl, and the graphics and everything. And then I think that's probably one of the very few things that I enjoy about horror. And I think it's also the idea that we never know. Actually, do we really know whether it's real or not?
Yeah.
I think that's the idea also why people enjoy horror. And maybe the makeup. I think people enjoy horror for many different reasons.
Yeah.
For me specifically, is the story. If the story is good, then I'm going to watch it. No matter how I cover my face. Like 85% of the film. But if the story is good.
Yeah, so it's the mysterious part of the whole entire film or the movie that makes you just want to go like, yeah, this is interesting. Something I've never seen that makes you want to
keep watching.
Keep watching and draw yourself into it.
My cousin. Every time I hang out with her when we were younger, I'm just, can you please don't tell me?
She can see?
Oh, yes. it's next level. Lah.
Yeah.
It's, dude, it's again toilet. Talking about toilet. quick, sharing, okay? In the toilet, I remember I was in the cubicle. She was outside washing her hands. Suddenly, she asked me Matt's question.
Okay.
Hey, what is 9 times 3? Yeah? I'm like, I'm peeing, no? I'm like, what? I'm like 27. And then she's like, okay, you have 27 seconds to get out. I'm like, are you, what? I have to get out. I already believe. Master, run out. And she's like, I said, what do you see? She know lah, just saw somebody doing the makeup. The mirror.
But not in real life.
No.
I like how the cousin is so casual.
But she's, because she's been seeing it since she was a kid already. And this happened when we were teenagers, I think.
Right.
Yeah, and then she's just like, Then she was looking right at me. So I was like, I really need to get out of there lah.
But you instantly know
I
that
know.
There was something when she said 27 seconds.
I know already.
Oh, wow. That's like your secret code lah.
In a way lah. I mean, it's not a secret code. I think my cousin and I also are very close. So when we speak in a certain way, there's no need for an explanation.
That's good. But also stress, right?
Of course. I'm peeing. If I don't finish, how? If I don't finish in 27 seconds.
That's the one that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Halfway.
You have learned the way of looking at her eyes. Like you mastered how to look at her eyes, right? Like, because the eyes was like, maybe the eye linger a little bit too long.
Yeah,
then you know, like, but they don't mention.
Okay, we gotta keep walking.
Okay, I gotta share something with you. I gotta share something with you because you're sitting at art seat, right? Art has the third eye.
Yes.
Yeah, he has the third eye. But he has never said anything on this set.
Yeah.
He has never. And he's actually very tactful about it. Like when we ask him, got ghost or not? Then he just keep quiet. He said, no lah, okay. So sometimes, I don't know if you guys catch it, but I catch his eyes quite often. I stare at him, then I look at the eye move where, then I'm like, okay, I roughly know where the eye line is. And I'm like, okay, I know. Because I have met a lot of these kind of people, so I know how to catch that, like they're talking to you, and then the eye move a bit, then go back. Then you know.
Oh, because it's I'm here.
But bodoh. But they never, but I like it like that because they never just say, hey, you stand here a bit. Because I have friends who are like, hey, you stand here a bit.
Oh. Yeah.
Also, thank you for telling me that you notice when his eyes linger.
Not here.
Okay. Because I was about to say, and now I will never be able to make eye contact with Art ever again.
Just in case.
It's a job hazard. Lah. I like to look at people's eye line.
That makes sense.
Filmmaker. Like, yeah. Eye line. Ta match.
Fair enough.
Look at me when I'm talking to you. Yeah. So, but don't worry.
Okay. Yeah.
The set is clean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I, Speaking of clean, she's like, here got a lot of people. Speaking of clean, like, we have to ask this, lah, but have you experienced anything out of the ordinary while you were like performing, acting, or like just doing your job? Lah?
Okay, lah, when we were filming Operandi.
Oh, that's very recent.
Yes. I remember we were, wow, this is very, I haven't spoken about this, I think, at all.
Oh, wow.
So I was on a bike with one of the crew members because I think I had to go to the bathroom or something, and the set is quite far. And yeah. You know, time, right? Mm. So we went, and then after that, it was nighttime, and we were riding past. So the set is huge, right? And there's nobody there. And only the crew and the cars and whoever's working there. And then there was the kampong set.
Mm-hmm.
And then so we were just two of us riding. And then suddenly we heard a very loud, like, I don't even know what it was. But we both heard it. Me and this crew member, we both heard it. And then I was like, I don't even know if it was somebody singing. Mm-hmm. But it was a one tone, like, it's very loud when we rode past the kampong. Oh, my hands are shaking. The kampong set lah. Then I was like, oh, do you hear? Then he, enggak. He said, no, didn't. He said, nanti kita ngomong ya. Yeah. Later we will talk about it.
Mm.
Now, that was just one experience. Then he was like, this buat bodoh lah. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Like just, it's just a passing thing lah because we were passing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they just kind of say hi kind of thing. That was one. Then like many, many years ago was when I was at doing a stage play at Arts House.
Oh, why is it with Arts House?
Yeah, it's because it's Parliament, the old Parliament there, right? So yeah. I'm sure lah, people like don't know what lah, like they remember their time there, so they come back or something. Yeah. So you can hear footsteps lah on the stage. Nobody is there. Yeah, nobody's there. We are all in, like, you know, waiting, like early call time. Some of us are early. Then we can hear lah, people walking.
Mm. Yeah, there is something about stages and backstages sometimes.
Sets also.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we mentioned in a few of our earlier episodes where like spirits are like people, they were people. So you see people feeling, wow, filming a camera. Then they will crowd around, especially if it's dilapidated or it's empty for a long time. So the spirits will just leave there. I also believe what the crew experience is like. Yeah, yeah. At least the guy is like experienced. He's like, Bobodo. Don't care. Mm. We just passing only, passing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was he local crew or?
Local.
Oh. Where did you shot the show?
We shot it in Batam. Yeah, but these things happen. But anywhere in the world also, it will happen, you know. And that was the only experience throughout my almost 2 months there.
That's good.
Yeah, and it wasn't like, just lucky, you know, something serious didn't happen. Like, I was really shocked there. I was like, yang, gak apa-apa. Like, normal like that.
Oh, like, just act only, yeah.
The kampung set, was it? It's built
together. Yeah, it's together with the other sets. Right. So it's a huge compound, right? So kampung is just one side.
So it's not like an existing kampung.
No. Okay. It's built.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Strange. Huh?
Yeah. So
they're like, oh, this is my new house. No, what I mean, like, because their house like change all the time. The set changes all the time, right?
Mm.
Yeah. Like, wow, new one.
Okay, so this question is for everyone. What creature or spirit that hasn't gotten much attention that you think deserves their own movie, stage play, or even album? I like your reaction to it.
Mm. I know mine. It's the Manananggal.
Oh.
Maybe I'm not watching enough horror movies, but I haven't seen many horror movies with Pananggalan or Manananggal or those specific kinds of creatures and demons, just because I think visually it will be a very interesting thing to see on film.
For me, it's a bit weird lah.
Oh, weird.
Maybe a spirit of a British soldier. Yeah. Then he can sing like kind of like folkloric country song. Then he missed his home. Then like it can be like in a punny way where he the album is just him like complaining about Southeast Asian food.
Hang on. Just so I'm clear. It's a World War II era British soldier.
Yes.
Singing songs about how sambal in Southeast Asia too hot.
Oh yeah, and then he's like, we were promised spices, but we can't take spices. Or something like that. Then he missed his home, like he's writing to his wife or his sweetheart. So then it's like that whole album is about that. But then you realize at the end, oh, he's already dead, he's a ghost.
Okay. What about you?
Yeah.
I Sandra? Think for me is Toyos.
Oh.
Why? Like what happened?
But we have a song for it.
Huh?
There's a song.
That's a song called Toyo.
No way.
Yeah.
I don't know about this.
Okay, I've got to play it for you guys later.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a song for it.
Oh, I didn't know.
Really?
What's it called?
Toyo.
It's just called Toyo.
Toyo.
Huh.
And there's also called Pontianak song. Pontianak.
That's what I know. That's what I know. They say cannot sing at night.
Yeah, la, yeah, yeah. I mean,
yeah,
it's disturbingly catchy.
Suddenly I was like, what time is it? Shit. Not so soon. Not so soon.
Wait. Like, I have to ask, what are the. Obviously, they're about the creatures and spirits, but like, what are the lyrics talking about? Like, just what they do? Or
yeah, what they do.
Huh.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll play it for you later.
Oh, okay. Yeah. not too much later, but okay.
Oh,
I had no idea.
We do. Yeah. See, we are so dedicated to them.
I know. That song's not bad.
Yeah.
What about you?
I think for me, it would be the jerangkong. I think it's like a skeleton. Like the walking. Because in Malay folklore, we don't really see the jerangkong in the movies.
Ah.
Yeah, they're like skeletons.
Hard to make.
Maybe.
How to shoot.
Yeah, how to shoot.
You need CGI.
Logistics, no?
I'm thinking that's why, you know, like years. Yeah. The producer said, no budget. La.
Or maybe.
Like, remember, like, back in the day, like, when Cathay Pictures was filming, like, those classic Malay horror, right?
Yeah.
I don't think we can do it.
They did have a scene of, like, the skeletons come out from Piramli.
Yeah, from
the graveyard, but they were wearing black clothes.
Exactly.
I remember that.
That's how they would have done it. But it won't look so real.
Yeah. And then they're like
Piramli legend, man.
Definitely.
Alright. Well, this has been fun.
Yes.
It has been fun, Cassandra.
Thank you.
However, we're going to have to start wrapping things up just a little bit. We normally wrap things up with one last bit of either weirdness, darkness, or maybe even something gross. We have something we call the morbid fact of the day, and it's always delivered by Kyle. So Kyle, for this episode, what is our one morbid fact of the day?
This is really strange. I think I've seen the video. So in 2020, a member of the Isle of Wight Symphony Orchestra played her violin while surgeons operated brain surgery on her. I think it was for signs or something, and like to not let her, like, you know, go to sleep. Like keep the brains running.
Right. Yeah.
So she was doing it. And then I think somebody like actually documented it. Of course, they didn't show the procedure. They show her like just playing. Then you can see the doctors behind her working on her.
Her open brain surgery, yeah.
Yeah, that's quite impressive.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
she's still functioning?
Cool.
Yeah.
She's not sleeping?
No. But I don't know how they take the pain away, but like...
Yeah.
Cassandra, what happens do you think if somebody said, oh, we're going to do brain surgery on you, but you need to sing the whole way through?
Wow.
I wonder how it would sound like.
How much you paying me?
Yes, nice.
That's a true freelance performer right there.
No, you really got to get started. How much you paying me? Million bucks.
Life and death, no. Yeah. I could die.
You could.
Alright, so thank you so much, Cassandra, for joining us today. It's been really great.
Thank you so much. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's very fun.
It's really like Lim Gopi type.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The Hantu vision. Yes. Alright, and thank you to all of you for tuning in to Tales from Incredible Tales. New episodes goes up every Thursday evening on YouTube and MeWatch and on all podcast platforms such as MeListen, Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
My name is Cassandra.
My name is Wayne.
My name is Kyle.
My name is Raihan. And we will see you next time. Tales from Incredible Tales was hosted by Raihan Yaakob, Wayne Ray, and Carl Ong, with special guest Cassandra Spikerman. Directed and produced by Carl Ong. Written by Wayne Ray. Assistant director, Chin Sin Wei. Director of photography, Sherwin Chua. Gaffer, Jonathan Chan. Art director, Jolene Lim. Sound by Audrey Lee. Hair and makeup by Bino Lim. Behind the scenes footage shot by Bernard Lee. Production assistant, Jasmine Hain. Studio support by Citrus. Post-production by Fudge. Motion graphics by Jolene Lim. Special thanks to Danny Cordy from MediaCorp. Tales from Incredible Tales is a production of Hantu and MediaCorp. Follow the podcast on the Me Listen app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and YouTube. Thank you for listening.